Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Dr. Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 12th. The grains closed mix with July corn up 13 cents at 617 and a quarter. December corn was up 18 and three quarters at 549 and a quarter. July wheat up 3.5 cents, 633 and three quarters. July beans down 13 and three quarter cents at 1372 and three quarters. But the November beans finished up 4¾ cents at 1209. The sell-off in the bean market was the only thing that put pressure on the grains here at all today. I think the corn could have even closed higher and wheat higher if the July beans had broken as much as they did. I really didn't see much reason for it except the bean oil was down 61 points here with crude oil down 304 a barrel. So, you know, that put a little pressure, but you know, overall, I think it was kind of overdone. Maybe the July-November spread is a little overdone, and they backed that off here a little bit. But overall, it was a great close in the corn. Gapped open higher, closed on our highs. Very, very strong day out here. We got up to 650. Excuse me, we got up to 550 and three quarters on December. Closed it at 549 and a quarter. So just, you know, penny and a half off the highs. The gap open looked good. So hopefully we'll keep that gap and be off and running here. The November beans did close higher, and hopefully we'll see something positive on the reports tonight. And hopefully we'll see another jump in prices here tomorrow. The only real negative was the crude oil. You know, we had some rains around, but obviously the market didn't think it's enough. And it looks like maybe some drier forecasts. So hopefully we'll see, you know, maybe a push in December corn up to 580 in that range, which would be great. Would look to probably to sell some more, somewhere in that range. But hopefully we can get there. So this was a pretty positive day. The export inspections were kind of lousy. That might have weighed on the July beans out here a little bit. They only had 140,000. Metric tons of export inspections. Last week it was 222, so we were under that. Corn a little bit lighter this week, 1.17, so not a bad number there. We were 1.20 last week. The wheat a little bit less, 247 versus 304. But, you know, we're in a summer market here. The main factor is going to be the weather. I don't think the Fed's going to make any real changes to the grain complex on Wednesday. Whether they keep the rates unchanged or move them up a quarter, I don't think it's going to have a big impact. We've got NOPA on Thursday. So, you know, overall, you know, it's going to be about the weather. If we're counting raindrops out here, we're a little bit too light. And the crop progress should be down 2 to 3% in corn and beans, and that should be helpful in the morning as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.